Hi everyone, Jenna here. Thank you so much for joining us. A million marker helping people detox is our top priority. It is also the same top priority for our today's guest, Therese Thornton Barnes, or T, as friends call her. T is a household toxin health specialist and coach. In addition, T is the host of the Green Living Gurus podcast and the owner of Tees Organics, which have amazing products that I'm very excited to talk about. And today we're going to cover ways that you can reduce your toxic exposures. So
I made it. Yay.
Super smooth. There's no awkward silence. I'm always worried about the awkward silence when I'm trying to like get everything settled.
I understand modern technology. You just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. So you're the like head guru of Green Living Gurus. So who are the Green Living Gurus? Tell us.
So the Green Living Gurus are, well, I'm the head guru because I started it, but I had some people behind the scenes, of course, helping me. I can't do it all on my own. And my sister, actually, Jamie, is one of them as well, because she has an autoimmune disorder. And so she, anytime she comes in contact with any chemical, she can get hives. She's ended up in the hospital before. She's really affected by anything. She can walk by somebody doing their laundry with some chemicals and their laundry detergent, and she has a hard time sometimes even with that. So she's one of them. And then I have a whole team of others that help with all the other stuff, you know, behind the scenes too. But I am the head guru. That's right.
Love it. So how does it work closely with a family member, your sister?
Great, because she never wants to be on camera and she loves being never. No. Behind the scenes, she's an English major, so she is great at writing things and proofing things and researching some things for me. She's great. She loves it, and it's just what exactly we are a match made in heaven. So it's perfect.
This is so cool. I wish I had a sister who could do this with me.
Yeah, and I have two other sisters who always are willing to help out in any other way too if I ever need them. But really, it's Jamie and I.
Oh, so tell us about your background and what made you became so passionate about like a low tox living.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I grew up, born and raised in Buffalo, New York, which is actually where I am today, and a very close-knit family. As I mentioned, I have three older sisters and a younger brother, and we grew up in a household. My mom really was ahead of her time in the 60s and 70s that we were eating all organic food. We were not eating fast food. So, you know, 70s, 80s, Burger King, McDonald's, you know, pizza was everywhere. So, but we really were not eating that. We came home from school and had apples, oranges, bananas, something else, yogurts, whatever, granola. And we shopped at this tiny little market called the Lexington Co-op, which is still in existence today here in Buffalo. And it's, as you could imagine, a co-op. And she worked there. And so it was really instilled in us about a healthy lifestyle, exercise and eating well and everything else. So she really started us on this whole mission and cooking from scratch. And she's her background, her heritage is really Italian and Lebanese. And so we learned all the, you know, cooking that way too. Now, my father, I'll leave out of this because she was the unhealthy one and he was Irish. But he gave us many other skills, but just not in the healthy department. So when I got older and I went away to college, I went to Ithaca College, I decided I wanted to open up a big supermarket so everybody could understand how what products were out there and living a healthy life. And you don't need to buy all this junk food. You can buy all these other products that are healthy for you and don't have a million chemicals in them. And I went into, I had a major in business and a minor in health at Ithaca College. And I had a business plan to open up this big supermarket that everybody knows as Whole Foods right now, but I have nothing to do with Whole Foods, unfortunately. But I did have that business plan and that idea. But I was a party planner as well. And planning parties in high school and getting in trouble for them too, but and college. And that's just something I did all the time. And I came out as a party planner. So I've had a party planning, event planning, wedding planning in business here in Buffalo for 37, 38 years. But all through those years, I've always had a deep passion for helping people avoid toxic chemicals, live a healthier life. I've gone through people's homes. I had cancer patients come to me and say, do you mind walking through my house and just showing me where potentially toxic chemicals are coming from? Because it's hard. It's not an easy task. And these companies don't want you to know what's in them that could potentially be causing all this harm. So that's where I am today. 2020 hit. Prior to the pandemic, I was 57 at the time. Now I'm 59. And I said, you know what? I want to spend the rest of my life helping people. I want to get people to realize that if they avoid so many of these chemicals, they potentially could be avoiding so many illnesses, so many diseases, cancer, headaches, hives, you name it. And I see it, what my sister happens to my sister firsthand, and I've seen what happened to many other people. And so for the past 2.5 years, I really studied even more. I've studied for, I think, 35 years, my whole life on this, but really dove in headfirst and decided that's where I was going to help as many people everywhere possible to avoid these toxic chemicals and get them out of their bodies as much as possible. We never can avoid them all, of course, but as much as possible to get rid of them. And that's where I am today.
That is so amazing. I remember when we first met, you even showed me a picture of you when you were younger outside the organic grocery market, maybe the co-op you were involved with. It was amazing.
Yeah. And I had in 1983, I actually had a fruit and nut stand in downtown Buffalo. It was mostly hot dogs and hamburgers. And my dad said, you know, why don't you do a fruit and nut stand? And so I had this fruit and nut stand. I had to earn money to go study abroad. And it was fun. I cut up fruit and sold fruit and nuts. And I only did it one summer. It was a lot of work. But that's really where my real career of green living started, was on Main Street in downtown Buffalo.
That is so cool. And then you mentioned that you really delve in and studied, and I know you also have several certifications. And one of them, you've gone through Laura Adler's course, and also you're part of the International Association of Wellness Professionals. So tell us about those.
Yeah, so Laura Adler is wonderful. She educates and trains people like me and people that want to learn more about toxic chemicals and help teach it. So I've taken 3 or 4 of her courses, different elements. One was just on water. The other two were really about talking about toxic chemicals and certified in that. And so it was it was just amazing, the education. I mean, I thought I knew a lot until I really started studying with her and going through her session. So that, and then the International Association for Wellness Professionals, I've been working on that for a few years. It's taken a while, a lot of studying, but it's eventually I'll have that certification too. So it's a similar training, a little bit more book, studying by the books and whatnot, but it's all online and it's just going to take me a little while longer. But I'm constantly in courses, in webinars. I was on one today that was over in Sweden. They were talking about chemicals and how they affect the embryo and how pregnant women should be so careful of anything they come in contact with and how it can affect the baby being, in their body. So it was very, very interesting. So those are things. It's just, there's a lot of information out there now. You go back it up 10 years ago, hard to find all this information. And it's absolutely wonderful because we as consumers need all this information. And I'm just an avenue to bring it to people as much as possible so they can learn from what I've studied. So
that's amazing. I think people will so benefit from your knowledge. So like, what does the low tox or non-toxic living mean to you?
Well, we can never be non-toxic, even though we all use that terminology, because the second you walk out your door, you're going to breathe in fumes, right? But low tox, of course, as much as possible, and reducing as many of these chemicals as possible. We can only avoid, again, so many. Outside, you can do what you possibly can outside, And avoid certain things. But once you come in your home, you have choices. And that's where you can reduce your toxic load and you can live a lower toxic life. And there's ways to, so many ways, so many different things that people can do. And it doesn't have to be, a lot of people are like, oh, it's going to be so expensive to change out all these products. You do it slowly. You do it at your pace. I know some people who want to do it fast, which I love helping those people. I mean, I love helping everybody, but they know they want to get rid of as many as possible because they're in every room, every single room. They're in your dust, they're in your floor, they're on your counter, and depending on what products you use, but there's so many things that you can do to reduce your toxic load.
So why is it important for people to lower their toxic load?
So the more chemicals you have in your system, and first of all, we have no idea how they all interact with one another. So benzene, formaldehyde, phthalates, BPA, they're all getting into our system some way or another, whether it's through makeup, hairspray, lotion, deodorant, shaving cream, food, cleaning supplies. So you want to reduce that as much as possible. Your organs have to work hard enough to eliminate chemicals and make your body function properly. And the more chemicals that are in your system, the harder your organs are going to have to work. And that is a very big factor. So that is it can be weakening your immune system. So you need your body always strong to fight off everything else that's coming at you. And from illnesses to viruses, right? And we need that our bodies to be at top notch as much as possible. And these chemicals, what they don't tell you, are really weakening many different organs, your thyroid, your kidney, your liver. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and they affect everybody differently, right? And then cancer. I mean, cancer, there's known carcinogens that are in all of these products that they don't tell us, and they're legally okay to put in there. So, you know, that it's just like a domino effect. So the more you can reduce your toxic load, the better for yourself. It has been proven, especially with, there was a family, and I'm sure you know the story, that they did this study on them. They tested them for the chemicals in their body. Then they ate all organic food for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, all those chemicals that they were eating, the pesticides, were reduced to, was reduced, put it that way. I don't know how far, but it was quite dramatic. And that was, I think that was a lot, that was like 5-10 years ago, but that's just proof. And I know Amelia Marker, which is amazing what you are doing, that is what is so fabulous about Amelia Marker too, because that is what you're going to be able to determine these chemicals that are in people's bodies and reducing them. And then people, right, seeing that they are less toxic.
Right. We love to get people on the right lifestyle and then getting the good products. So yes. Like, do you find it challenging for people to adapt a low tox life?
Yes, in some instances, and it's, I think people are a little scared, and unfortunately the marketing of products out there, people think they're using decent products, and the marketing of these products, they're getting smarter and smarter and smarter. So we're fighting against that battle because they try to make these products seem like they're green and they're healthy, and they use packaging, and then they put, you know, aloe on there, and everybody thinks it's healthy because it has aloe in it or essential oils. You got to be careful of too. So it's a battle with these products because they make so much money off of them all. And for us to be also trying to tell them that, you've got to make changes, and you know these companies don't want us involved with trying to get them to change away from all of the products they have on the shelf, but we're doing it slowly.
Yep. So like, if someone wanted to start a low tox life tomorrow, what are some first steps you would recommend?
So my number one thing with everybody, for without making anything drastic in their life or costing a ton of money, is your indoor air. The indoor air in our home is 2 to 20 times more polluted than the outdoor air. So whatever you're spraying in your home, cleaning your home with, laundry detergent, those are some of the first things I am adamant about people changing. And typically those are things people are not attached to, like makeup and shampoos. Those are other steps we like to take. But cleaning supplies, once they understand how toxic cleaning supplies are, and not only are they getting in the air in your home, they're getting on the counter, they're on your floor, your kids are crawling them, your dogs are walking and licking their paws. And then they're also collecting then the dust in your house too. So the chemicals can be collected in the dust. So you're never getting away from these chemicals. So the indoor air, doing it that way. And then through your laundry detergent, because you're sleeping in chemicals, if you're using toxic chemicals, if you're using anything with harmful chemicals in them, you're wearing your clothes all day. And that those laundry machines and the dryers are drying those chemicals, heating them up, and those are also getting into the air in your home and the outdoor environment because it's pushing them outside. So those are some of the easy ones that I try to get people to really focus on. And in that same category is candles and anything you're trying to use to make the air in your home smell in any way other than natural or using something with essential oil. So candles are another item as well. So that goes, and candles can be so toxic.
Yeah. What about some larger goals like appliance or anything? Do you recommend any of those?
Absolutely. Now, larger, when we take that next big step, is your water filtration system. And I took the course on water called Pure. I've studied a lot of water. I help people with their water all the time. I'm a big proponent of reverse osmosis because of the chemicals that are in all of our waters across the United States. It is extremely scary to me how toxic the water is because of everything that's being flushed down the toilets, pharmaceuticals, runoffs, pesticides, herbicides. They are not treating that water for all that. They're just treating it for the bacteria. So they're using their chemicals to kill the bacteria. So on top of it, they're putting chemicals in the water too. So you've got to get it filtered out. Now, if you're a college student and you're going away to college, I know it's very hard because what are you going to have? A Brita, at least use a Brita or something. But for something big, a good investment, and is absolutely a reverse osmosis, or you can also get a Birkin, which is a tabletop water filtration system. That, and both of those can be, if you move, you can use them in your next household. That is probably one of the biggest things I try to get people to look at, is the water, because of the harmful chemicals that are in them. And we have to drink water all day long.
Right. You mentioned about also, you know, simple step. First simple step is the house cleaners and all this thing, which I'm also really excited that about this.
It arrived.
Yay! Yesterday. So
oh, that's awesome.
Okay, you have to tell us about it. What prompts you to start Tea Organics?
So that's funny. So Jenna just showed you the all-purpose spray that I had made. So I was making it on the side as a fun thing to do in 2020, 2021. I'd experimenting. I was really getting into essential oils, and I was starting to make an all-purpose cleaner and then giving it out as gifts to my family and friends. And then they would come back and say, wait, we need to buy more. I'm like, buy more. Wait, that was just a gift. So then all of a sudden somebody said, why don't you try to market it and sell it? So then I have this great company here in Buffalo called Bison Botanics. And I met with them, and that's what they do. They help bottle. And so it's purified water, organic vinegar, and 7 different essential oils that all have the property of either antibacterial, antiviral, and you spray this and you will never feel like you have to put a mask on, first of all. And it's you will never feel like you're spraying chemicals around your family, and you won't have to worry. And you'll actually, somebody came up to me the other day, said, oh my God, I love that so much. I actually put it on my hands and smell it. And it has that scent to it. It has a little bit of cinnamon in it. It has orange in it. It has lemon in it. It has rosemary. So all these essential oils have great properties in them to clean and deodorize and disinfect. And then this is a cobalt blue glass bottle. Very important when you use essential oils. It should be in a dark bottle. Otherwise, they lose their properties. And it's recyclable. But more importantly, we have a little jar that is refillable. So you never need another bottle except this one. And you have a little refill. I love that little bottle, that little refill bottle. Yeah. So that's where it came from. And, you know, it's exciting. And now we're getting ready to make a big launch with it. We really just launched it in November, quietly and slowly. But right now we're getting ready to do a lot more. And hopefully eventually we'll have it on Amazon and all these different avenues. But it's on our website right now.
I love it how it has really simple ingredients. So we know there's no crazy chemical names that you can't really pronounce in this product. So what about other products you have?
So I have three room sprays that are, we call room sprays, but they can be used for your car. They can be used for hockey equipment. They can be used for a diaper pail, toilets, lockers. Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, so we have three flavors. We have rose and orange. We have bergamot and rosemary. And we have lavender and chamomile. And the biggest thing anybody should remember whenever you buy anything with essential oils is you have to shake the bottle because they, you know, you want those essential oils to mix up before using them. So, yeah. And so that's, so we have those, I guess that's five products right now and working on some more down the road.
This is so exciting. Besides the product, you also have counseling service. So tell us about your counseling service.
Yeah. So I work with people one-on-one and helping them detox their homes and get rid of chemicals. And ideally, I want them to go through the million marker, sign up, you know, with one of your boxes, I guess you call them, or not boxes. I don't know what the right word is, Jenna.
Programs.
Test kits. Thank you. And So then I help people from top to bottom where chemicals can be coming from, cabinets, cooking supplies, bathrooms, anywhere, you know, else in the home, and just going through furniture is a big thing. Beds, my week on Instagram this week is all about beds and how toxic beds can be. So, that's sort of what I do. And then down the road, I'm going to have an online program, but that's going to take a little while to launch.
That's really exciting. Yeah, we only get people in the door, but if people want to do more detailed detoxing, which we can't, you know, work on one-on-one with them as much as you do. So we would love to send you people when they want to go on this deeper journey. This is
absolutely
super, super exciting.
Yes, you know, we're going to be connected at the hips. I'll be sending you people, you'll be sending me, and we're going to get more people low-tox living in this world, right?
Right. So what does a session with you look like?
So it all depends because it starts, well, first I a good hour on the Zoom call with them if they're not here in Buffalo, but typically I'll just do Zoom. And then I have a form that they fill out so I can sort of see a little bit about their lifestyle, where they live. It was a big factor, you know, for the air quality and that. So I just try to help analyze their lifestyle. And then if possible, I like to walk through their home with them and just see some things. A lot of people don't realize certain things. Like the other day was just typical dish soap. It was a little jar of Dawn. It was green or blue dish soap that was on her counter. And she recently had lung cancer. And I told her, I said, okay, so let's look at the label on that dish soap and analyze this a little bit. While you're over the sink, pouring that into your dishes with warm or hot water, those fumes you're breathing in. So even little things like, she's like, oh my God, I never even thought about that. You don't think about that. And of course they make them blue and green. So you think that they're, you know, somewhat healthy. I'm not too sure how they go about that. But even little things like that, that we'll pick up on that they need to make little changes like that.
Yeah, makes sense. So where you also have a Green Guru Living podcast. So tell
I
us
do.
About that.
I do. Green Living with Chi, it's called. And as you mentioned, my nickname is Chi. And so, yeah, I started that just about 2 years ago. My 100th episode is coming out on Monday with you. So this is our big celebratory week coming up, because 100 episodes. I can't even believe it's been 100 episodes. I don't know where 2 years went, but it's so exciting. And so, yeah, so the 99th episode was yesterday, and 100. So, yeah, it's all about tips on avoiding toxic chemicals, healthy living. I try to keep it light and fun. Because it can sometimes be heavy and overwhelming to somebody, because, I mean, even if you can get a tip here or there and you listen to one podcast or listen to another, it's just educational, especially with the people that I bring on the podcast, that their knowledge of information in all different areas. It's kind of cool. Last week was all about Parkinson's and how chemicals affect can be causing Parkinson's. And yesterday was someone that's a sleep specialist and about avoiding chemicals that can be affecting your sleep. So yeah, I'm excited about the podcast. It's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun doing it. And it launches every Monday. And you can find all of this information on our website as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. This is like so much fun. So like everyone, be sure to follow T at Green Living Gurus. And T also have many discount codes and a low tox product in her LinkedIn bio. And then you can also check out the Green Living Gurus website at thegreenlivinggurus.com, or click on our LinkedIn bio with a post promoting this Instagram Live. So thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you. I hope everybody has a wonderful, healthy start to their spring and a wonderful summer. Thanks, Jenna.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.